Erasure with A Little Respect. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. There's no Riley today. It's just me. Riley is off gallivanting in her softball experience days. So we're going to take a brief hiatus for the next couple of weeks. But don't worry, the show will still go on. But until then, we're going to... For kind of our last hurrah before the break, we're going to do a little bit of a retrospect of what have we done over the past, how many weeks? 45 weeks. We played hundreds and hundreds of songs. So I'm going to go through and give you the best track that I liked, my favorite track from each year. That last one was A Little Respect by Erasure. From 1988, off of their Innocence album. 88 was a pretty good year, but we're going to keep on moving to 1989. Now, what did we play in 1989? We played A Little Chili Peppers. We played some of the B-52s off of their the B-52s album. Man, what else? What else? Lots of good stuff. Oh, yeah, we played Tom Petty. Played Nine Inch Nails. A little bit of the Beastie Boys. But my favorite song in all those 1989 years was Faith No More's Epic. So here's some of that.
It's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it,
Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. This is Xennial Yearbook, a retrospective episode. That was our 1991 entry. I mean, who in the world is going to beat that? Can't do it. But, you know, had some pretty stiff competition. You know, Pearl Jam, Chili Peppers, Toto Bitch Brockett. A lot of good stuff. Early, I guess mid-tier or mid-career Lenny Kravitz. Well, maybe that's early Lenny Kravitz. Anyway, before that, our 1990 entry, 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. All right, this is Xennial Yearbook. I'm counting through, I guess I'm not counting down, I'm just kind of counting up through all of my favorite tracks that we've played on this show in the 45 weeks that we've been on. Next up is 1992. We've got a whole lot of competition here. We've got the entire Stone Temple Pilots core album. Some White Zombie we played, Thundercast 65. We played Man on the Moon by REM. We played Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms, a band I am currently trying to see. I'm waitlisted. They're playing out there in Deerfield later on this year. We played some Delamitri. We played early Sublime. We played the singles soundtrack. But my favorite track is, I believe, on the singles soundtrack. This is Screaming Trees with Nearly Lost You.
Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, but I did it anyway. And maybe some would say your life was saved, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall down to the ground. And then someday your friends that stand beside as you are flying, oh, you were flying all so high. But then someday people look at you, they're what they call their own, they watch you suffer. Someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can't reach us. Hey, but you left me far behind. Now, yeah. Did I mean to treat you so bad? But I did it anyway. No one said but me, Some would say you left with what you had, but you couldn't tell. Share the pain and watch you suffer. Now maybe I could have made my own mistakes, but I live with what I've known. And then maybe we might share in something great. Won't you look at where we've grown? Won't you look at where we've grown? And then someday comes tomorrow holds sense of what I fear for you in my mind. As you trip the final line in that cold day when you lost control. Shame you left my life so soon, you should have told me.
Far Behind by Candlebox. This is Xenial Yearbook. Xenial Yearbook, the retrospective. That was our 1993 entry. Not bad. Beat out the entire Pearl Jam versus album. the Cranberries Linger, the Smashing Pumpkins today, and Urge Overkill with Sister Havana. All of those great 1993 tracks, but the best, in my opinion, far behind, by Candlebox. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the top, my top, song from 1994, which beat out a slew of a murderer's row of 1994 hits. We'll be back right after this.
The classic rock you love and the new rock you need. WTBR.
You like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Hello, Phil Tierney here. The host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Is it possible... The two Utes.
Two what?
What?
Did you say Utes?
Yeah, two Utes.
What is a Ute?
WTBR.
Promise.
Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots. This is Zennial Yearbook. Welcome back. That was our 1994 entry for the Zennial Yearbook retrospective, best of volume one. That was a tough spot to fill as a number one song in 1994. I mean, we had a lot of good tracks back then. We had, Throwin' Copper album by Live, the Blue album by Weezer, Dookie by Green Day, Bush, 16 Stone, all that stuff came out in 94. But I think STP takes it. We'll keep on moving to the 1995 best song, in my personal opinion. Another banner year. We got, what do we got here? We got Collective Soul with their December. We got Just a Girl by No Doubt. We played In the Meantime by Space Hog, Plowed by Sponge, which is the first album, the first concert I saw. Oh my gosh. Friends of P by The Rentals, but no song, I think, is better. A better representation of 1995. It ain't Wonderwall, guys. It is the Smashing Pumpkins with Tonight Tonight.
Thank you.
Karma Police by Radiohead, our 1997 entry on the Xennial Yearbook retrospective. Good stuff. 97 is a great year. Blink 182's Dude Ranch. We had Semi-Charmed Life by, you know, Third Eye Blind. All sorts of good stuff in 97. Before that, we had 46 and 2. By Tool, our 1996 entry. And then Tonight was Reppin' 1995. If you like what you hear, we do this every Saturday at 2. Usually with my daughter, but she's not here this time. But, you know, you'll hear her next week. Moving on with the retrospective. More songs that we played. This is, 1998? Whew, we're halfway done. With less than half of the time to go. We'll see how far we get. So we had a lot of really good songs that came out in 1998 we played. We played Freak on a Leash by Korn. We played Inside Out. That's Eve 6. Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz. Played a lot of Bad Religion. Sunny Day Real Estate, a song called Pillars. Played some Hole, Celebrity Skin. But I think the best song that we played from 1998, a band that I like, and I'm the DJ, so I'm going to play them. This is Fuel with their song, Shimmer.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be again? 'Cause I shimmers in this world is sure to fade away again. So dream champagne dreams, strawberries of her eyes, pink linen on white paper, lavender and cream, fills up and I flies, reality escapes her.
Something big to tell me. There's no simple way to let you know. Funny how she always cried out, Daddy. I got a big surprise. Said, I'm in trouble now and cannot wait. She's 10 days late. Boy, your life got complicated where I can't wait to see this. Catch a glow.
Oh no, baby, oh no, no.
Ten Days Late by Third Eye Blind. That, what is that? That's our 1999 entry. Beat out a whole lot of really, really good contenders. 99 is a great year. Great year. Foo Fighters, Smash Mouth. Man, more Chili Peppers. Good stuff. Enema of the State, also 99. But, you know, that second Third Eye Blind album, it just does it. You know? That's the one. Anywho, you're listening to Xennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. We are going to take a quick break and come back with my favorite song of 2000. There's a whole lot to choose from. You probably won't guess what it is, but it's a good one. It's a good one. Stay tuned.
You guys rock.
WTBR.
Larry Cracker here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee.
Got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. What's hot? A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, 5 cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowd, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the goal for the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past. Gone
the taste to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar in the biz and take you from people who don't know what it is. I wish it was all fun and game, but the price of fame is high. And some can't pay the way, feel trapped in what you rapping about. Tell me what happened when you lost clout. The route you took started collapsing. No fans, no fame, no respect, no change. No women and everybody on your show. You wanna be a rock superstar and live large, your big house, five cars, your big charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
People see rock stars, you know what I'm saying? And live still large, trying to big house, get out more like everybody else. You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. Save your money, man. Save your money, too. Hit single don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some series.
I'm making big cream, big shot, heavy hitter on the mainstream. You wanna look trendy in the Bentley, be a snob and never act friendly. You wanna have big fame, let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First they get played like all damn day, long as you sell everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media and fans, things never stay the same way they began. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest, that's why fools end up dying on a bullet. I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. Gonna show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the phone solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off, the hoes roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give them a year and they'll be right out the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Gained fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy. Take it from Reezy, sleazy people wanna be so cheesy. The f*** people.
Rock superstar on Xennial Yearbook. This is Kyle. This is Michelle. Welcome back. It's the last half hour of our retrospective. We're playing one song, my favorite song from each year that we've that we do this. So that was the 2000 Rock Superstar by Cypress Hill. I know. I like it. You guys didn't expect it, but that's okay. Beat out a bunch of stuff. Bunch of good early Linkin Park. Beat out some Everclear. Beat out early Coldplay. We played Loser by Three Doors Down back in the 2000 year. At the Drive-In back in 2000. We played Limp Bizkit's Rollin' Air Raid Vehicle for whatever reason. But the best thing I think we played was Rock Superstar in 2000. Moving on to 2001. Man, there's a whole lot of stuff there. Last Night by The Strokes. Great, great song. Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. We played that. We played Hey Baby by No Doubt. We played a whole block of Stained. We played a whole Movies by Alien Ant Farm, but I think my favorite song, it was really, really close between Jimmy Eat World's Sweetness, which is a great song. Can never get enough of that. And my actual favorite song that I played in the last 45 episodes in the 2001 episode, it's a little known song from the Fast and Furious soundtrack. It is by a band called Injected, and it's called Faithless.
Yes!
Taste of Ink by The Used. That was our 2000, what was that, 2002 entry? Not a bad song. Mostly for Riley's sake. Thought I'd put something that she would enjoy. But I mean, it's a good song. It's a great song. Beat a lot of good 2002 jams. What do we got? Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous. Clocks by Coldplay, also 2002. Swing Swing, All American Rejects. It's a, you know, I mean, the Taste of Ink, it holds its own. Here we go. Keep on going. 2003. Now is another Dark Horse song. What else? Because, you know, there's a lot of good competition in 2003. Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. We're going to go see them this summer. It's going to be great. Numb by Linkin Park, 2003. Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeah. Seven Nation Army. That's the White Stripes. Great songs. A lot of great songs in the 2003 show. If you want to hear, you know, more of that, just tune in every week. We do a different year every week. But the number one song from the 2003 shows that I played. You know, I'm not going to get out of here without playing a band from Canada, because that's how we roll. This is Metric with Combat Baby.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free, faux punk fatigue, said it all before. Come back, baby. Fight off the light.
your ranting. Do you miss my all-time love?
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I shine in, haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the shit.
All right, Sins Not Tragedies by Panic! Exclamation point at the Disco. That's our 2005 best song. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good competition there. Hysteria by Muse. We played, put An Honest Mistake. I think that's the Bravery. Feel Good Incorporated. That's Gorillaz. Beverly Hills by Weezer. All 2005. All very, very stiff competition for Panic. 2000, before that, 2004, Mr. Brightside by The Killers. I mean, come on now. This is no contest. Good songs in 2004, but no one's going to stand up to the juggernaut that is The Killers. And that, I think, is the show. I don't have time to do the 2007, but we just did 2007 last week. You already heard those songs. We're going to do 2006. That's where we'll end it. And also, a lot of very good songs in 2006. Supermassive Black Hole, Dig, you know, by Incubus. Welcome to the Black Parade off of the My Chemical Romance's Black Parade album, which we played a lot of songs off of that, too. So if you like that, listen in next Saturday, 2 o'clock, 2 to 3:30. And you can hear more songs like what you heard. We had one from every year that we played, except 2007, because I ran out of time. But what is my favorite song from 2006? Man, it's not... There's more Killers when you were young. That's a good one. Face Down by the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. That's a good one. Lazy Eye by the Silver Sun Pickups. That's a good one. But we're going to end the show with my personal best favorite song from 2006. It is by Keane, and it's by Keane. Is It Any Wonder?